This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. We're glad you're with us for this journey.
Welcome. I'm Father Alexis, and we are going to be reading through the Bible together. And I've got some friends that will be helping us. So let's get started.
Hey, hey, Father Alexis here with the Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids. We are continuing in our chapter, the book of Acts, and we've got Ellie with us. Hey, Ellie, what's our chapter?
Acts chapter 6.
And the verses?
Verses 8 through 15.
Sensational. Let's get started.
And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. Then there arose some from what is called the synagogue of the freedmen, Cyrenians, Alexandrians, and those from Cilicia and Asia, disputing with Stephen, and they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit which he spoke. They secretly induced men to say, "We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and God." And they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes, and they came upon him, seized him, and brought him to the council. They also set up false witnesses who said, "This man does not cease to speak blasphemous words against the holy place and law. For we have heard him say that Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and change the customs that Moses delivered to us." And all who sat at the council, looking steadfastly at him, saw his face as the face of an angel.
Beautiful, Ellie. Thank you for reading and for finishing the chapter for us. One of the deacons we heard about today is named Stephen. Stephen was one of the seven chosen to help with the distribution of food in the early Christian community, but he was also known for his strong faith and ability to perform miracles. Stephen's faith was so strong that he began teaching about Jesus and performing miracles in his name. This made some people very angry, especially the religious leaders who didn't believe in Jesus. False witnesses accused Stephen of saying things against God and Moses, which wasn't true, things he never said. And they brought him before the high priest and other leaders for questioning. Next time, we will see how Stephen turns this difficult moment into an opportunity to share the good news of Jesus that he learned and believed. In fact, the whole next chapter, chapter 7, we will be hearing about Stephen, how he chose to respond in the way that Jesus responded when people persecuted him. Well, we'll hear about that next time. So thanks, Ellie, for reading. I'm Father Alexis. And remember, Christ is in our midst.
He is and forever shall be.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.